Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Steve Kathan. The news is not good. Days after four Americans were attacked and kidnapped in Mexico. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The governor of the Mexican state of Tamaulipas says two of the four U.S. citizens are dead, one is injured, and one unharmed. Medical and security personnel are apparently on their way to the site. Mexico's president now says one person has been detained in the case, and authorities there will look for and punish anyone else responsible.
Comment from Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Senior department officials are working closely with our counterparts at the State Department. During this difficult time, I want to offer my deepest sympathies to the families of the Americans who were attacked and kidnapped.
A relative says the four had gone to Mexico so one could get cosmetic medical treatment. We also heard today from the Justice Department as it moves with a lawsuit to try to block the planned JetBlue-Spirit Airlines merger. CBS's Steve Dorsey in Washington.
The Justice Department says the $3.8 billion purchase would reduce competition in the skies. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We allege that if allowed to proceed, this merger will limit choices and drive up ticket prices for passengers across the country.
Garland says it would drive up prices, especially for cost-conscious travelers who pay their own way and don't fly on their employer's dime.
The two I's, interest rates and inflation, in the forefront as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifies on Capitol Hill.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation is causing significant hardship, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal.
And on interest rates, he says the economic evidence points to them continuing to be boosted for perhaps a longer period of time. Now to Cleveland and a new incident involving the Norfolk Southern Railroad.
There was a dump truck on one of the tracks. A train struck that dump truck. That did kill a Norfolk Southern employee.
WOIO TV reporter Vic Gideon. Norfolk Southern has had two high-profile derailments in Ohio over the past 5 weeks. In California now, KOVR TV reporter Brady Hablebs reports there's still an all-out effort to try to get help to people snowbound in the mountains.
It caught me off guard.
Linda Kelleher has been without power for more than 6 days. She's hiked into town to charge her phone.
My cars are buried. I can't get them out.
That goes the same for Sky Seals, who's been staying with friends after he ran out of firewood.
It's always something here in California. It's either this or it's fires or it's floods.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 423 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. There were considerably more complaints about child labor in Wisconsin last year. A division with the Department of Workforce Development got 86 complaints in 2022 compared to 18 in 2018. Only 13 cases resulted in financial penalties that were paid out. 9 have been dismissed. 64 are still under investigation. Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, among others, introduced the Child Labor Prevention Act on Friday, aiming to stop illegal child labor. The legislation increases financial penalties over time and closes a loophole in the Fair Labor Standards Act. Wisconsin set a record high for exports of ag and forestry products last year. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reports forestry and agriculture exports totaled nearly $4.22 billion in 2022, up 7% from the year before. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
the devil's advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles. "Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAU.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the No Sour, Ha Ha, Fun Time, Power Hour.
Woo!
The 1 o'clock hour where we lighten things up a little bit, have some fun, maybe drink some beer. And so later, actually, get your opinions ready, because at 1:30, what do you do when you go to a group dinner? Do you split the bill evenly no matter what people ordered because you all chose to be there, you partook in the environment and the atmosphere, or do you get the pen out and do the math and everyone has to pay fairly and blah, blah, blah. We're going to have that debate at 1:30. Would love to hear from you as far as what your group of friends do in that scenario.
How do you handle it?
But for now, I'm so excited for our next guest. So being that Milwaukee's nickname is Brew City, it's hard to imagine anyone really coming up with being the first brewery of any sort in Milwaukee anymore. But our guest today is one of the people behind Wisconsin's, not only Milwaukee's, but Wisconsin's first and only co-op brewery, New Barons Brewing Cooperative, CEO of New Barons Brewing Cooperative, Heidi Dalibor. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to get to, because I know there's a lot of fun things happening for Women's History Month, so we're going to get to that.
Yes.
But I guess for people who are wondering, what does a co-op brewery mean? What does a co-op brewery mean?
Sure. So essentially, if you break it down really simply, we are consumer-owned and operated and controlled. So when you get a membership, along with that membership, you get a share of the company, and then you get invited to get a little bit more involved than you would be with a typical mug club, per se. So you can run for a board of directors. We currently have 9 board of directors. We do beer education. You can do events. You can come for the social aspect. And then, of course, you get a ton of new perks. It's a particularly exciting time for our membership because we just revamped our perks.
Ooh.
And so we did a little bit of an upgrade, and now every time a member owner comes, every single day they come to the tap room, they get a free beer every single time. So that's one of the more fun perks of it. But essentially, it's just a way to get hyper involved. It's a way for us to interact with the community in a more intimate way. It's a way for us to build up the community around us in a more meaningful way. And so that's what a cooperative does.
And so why was it when you were first, because it was 2019? When did you guys start?
So we actually were established in 2016.
Okay.
And then after that, we started brewing on contract. So we didn't have our own brick and mortar. We were doing contract brewing. So we would go on site and brew our beer and then do our own sales and distribution for a few years. And then when we did our raise of investment, we got our own brick and mortar. Our tap room opened in 2020.
There you go. That's why. That's where I had
and,
that.
And where is your place, Heidi?
We're in First and Beach. It's a big red building across from there's like a new development across the street, Bridgewater Restaurants across the street. It's a great little spot. There's actually three breweries and a distillery all in our building, along with I think like 300 plus other businesses.
It is really, and you know what is over there is the place where you can go smash stuff. What's that place called? As far as like you can go in and just like get your anger out and take a sledgehammer to stuff. And so it's a really cool little spot as far as all the different small businesses that are in there. It's also next to the Michaels Corporation big building that we all have to drive next. Forever, I never thought about that building. And then he had to run for governor and now you always see it.
But now that you point out where that building is, I know exactly
where she is. The building is up across from us and we don't have to see it every day.
There you go. There you go. So I guess, because I don't want to get into the events, because not only are there a lot of really cool events specific to Women's History Month this month, but you guys are constantly doing really big, like cool, fun events. And I think what I appreciate about you, your co-founder, New Barons, is the fact that it is so community oriented. And so was that kind of the driving reason behind choosing to be a co-op versus kind of more traditional profit seeking business?
It was. I really have to give my business partner the credit for it. So John DeGroot, he's my business partner. He's also our head brewer and co-CEO. He grew up in St. Louis, and where he grew up, it was very much
Heidi, I'm going to ask you to turn your camera off because you're
sticking.
Your sound sounds a little sticky.
And
turn
what?
So I think your internet's a little slow. So turn your camera off just so we can hear you better because that might help with the internet connection. And then answer that question again.
Okay. So I'm not sure what you heard of from last.
Just start from he's from St. Louis.
Yep, he's from St. Louis, and he was very much a part of a community that was about helping your neighbor and kind of really acting as a full community to get things done. And so when he thought about how to bring that into the brewery aspect of it and how to get people to care about it, his solution was, well, I make them a part of it. So there were a founding group of us, and we all had a very specific role and kind of help piece together the missing parts of a fully formed brewery outside of already having the beer.
Got it. Great. Well, yeah. So then with that, I want to make sure that we have enough time. What are some of the events that you all are involved with for Women's History Month?
Yep. So we already had the kickoff event. That was at Izzy Hops. It was wildly successful. The next one we have is actually tomorrow. We've got something going on at Station 6. They're doing a fundraiser. The majority of these fundraisers, the way that they're operating, or I should say events, is when you go and buy a beer and whatever brewery is being represented at that particular event, $1 of every pint bought will go to the Sojourner Truth House. So they're an organization that's great. It's a nonprofit in Milwaukee, and they provide domestic violence prevention and intervention services. So for the entire month, all these events that are being thrown, all of the donations and proceeds will be going to them.
Our guest is the co-founder and CEO of New Barons Brewing Cooperative. Heidi Dalibor is joining us today on As Goes Wisconsin, and we're talking about all the things they have going on for Women's History Month.
And so you said there one's tomorrow at Station 6?
Yep, Station 6 from 5 to 8. They were going to have every single brewery that's represented. So that includes ourselves, Revolution Brewing, Indeed Brewing, Surly, Great Lakes, Eagle Park, Three Sheeps, New Belgium, and Bell's. All the breweries will be represented. They're going to be doing raffles. They'll have a food special. There are events later in this week as well. So on Thursday, MK Burger in Franklin is doing a fundraiser. Sugar Maple and St. Bibiana are both doing events on Sunday. That includes a brunch at St. Bibiana and a dance party at Sugar Maple.
A dance party at Sugar Maple. That sounds fun.
Yeah, the one at Sugar Maple, that's another one where all the breweries are involved. Overall, throughout the month, I believe there's close to 25 events going on.
Wow.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of the places are able to accommodate all the beers on tap. Some are held by specific breweries. New Barons ourselves, we're going to host an event in our tap room that will have our beer will be donating a portion of the proceeds to it. I'm running it's like a woman networking night, but an informal one. So you don't have to be a woman and you don't have to be a business owner, but that is kind of the highlight of the evening. We'll be donating some money and we're going to get some of the raddest women in Milwaukee all in the same room together, which I'm really looking forward to.
And that's, is that the Women's Month Ladies Night on the March 23rd?
It is, yes. And that'll be at our tap room in Bayview.
And so tell us a little about the special beer release that's happening.
Yeah, so there's a couple. I heard you mention earlier on the show the Like a Girl beer. Mm-hmm. So that was a collaboration between Third Space and the Pink Boot Society, which is a woman-run organization that highlights women in beer. And we went on site. A group of us went to that brew day. Third Space has some great women in their production. Shout out to Amy and Sam that worked with us, among some of their other employees, to brew that beer. New Barons ourselves, we're doing a beer called Loud as Hellas. It's a Hellas lager. I know Eagle Park's also doing some beer, Three Sheeps, I believe, doing some special releases throughout the month for it.
I just love how it seems like you all get along so well.
I know.
And support each other. I just really think that's lovely.
Yeah, it's great to get us all together. You know, it's not incredibly rare to see women in beer anymore, but it isn't something that there's not a lot of us out there. Obviously, we are dominated and we all share similar experiences. And it's really great to get together and be able to celebrate what we're doing and lean on each other and have a good time and put together something like this has been a great experience. It actually started last year. I believe it was Indeed, Surly, Three Sheeps, and New Belgian and Bells that kind of got the ball rolling last year. We hosted a kickoff at New Barons Brewing, and they did some programming throughout the month. But this year, there's actually eight women involved, eight women and nine breweries, all represented by women. And it's a much more extensive and organized programming this time around.
Got it. Well, you know, you always improve the next year. You learn, you iterate.
Yeah.
And so is there one central location you can send people to if they want to see everything that's going on? Or is it kind of piecemeal across Facebook?
It is. So on Milwaukee and Milwaukee Record both posted articles. It has a list of all the events, their times and locations. If you're looking for events that have all the beer there, they'll be noted in there as well. I want to highlight one at the end of the month that I'm particularly excited about. It is a Women's Month Beer Festival. To my knowledge, it's the first of its kind that I've seen in Wisconsin. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but we are invited 16 breweries that all have women in their employment and all have women pouring and representing them. So you can come in. It'll be a small donation to get in. You can taste beers from all the breweries. We'll have a bourbon tasting table as well, a DJ, and actually a couple tattoo artists.
We'll have
all the beers on tap as well, and that's being held at Elwood's at the end of the month on the 26th, I believe. Yeah, the 26th from 1 to 4 at Elwood's.
Jane, are we going to get you to get a tattoo?
No, we're not getting matching tattoos.
Come on, let's get the As Goes Wisconsin logo.
Maybe after you hit up the bourbon table, you'll be ready for it.
All right. Well, anything else, Heidi, that you would like our audience to know or to check out, maybe how they could become a member?
Yeah. So to become a member, you can sign up online or in the tap room. Now is the perfect time. Like I had said, we just reevaluated our membership and upped the perks that you get, but we have yet to up the price.
Okay.
So, that will happen on 414 Day in Milwaukee. We're doing a sort of membership drive. So if you get in now until then, you'll get the $200 price.
All right. I got to cut you off just because we have to go to a break. But Heidi Dalibor, thank you so much for joining us. I will link all of that information on our website. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $119 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-711-6818 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800- 800-711-6818 for as little as only $119 for 90 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-711-6818 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on this little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-711-6818 now. That's 800-711-6818.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $199 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 42. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. 4 to 8 inches of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. If you miss any part of today's show, remember that you can always go listen to it whenever you want.
At your leisure.
At your leisure. As a podcast. We split it up each hour, so you don't have to listen to two. I think without commercials. When we were posting it all as three, like the all 3 hours as one podcast without commercials, I think it was like still over two. It was like 2 hours and 20 minutes. Which is a long podcast.
It is.
It's a long podcast.
And this way it's more easily digestible.
Yeah. So then each hour as a podcast is 44 minutes. So you can go listen to that. And you can listen to it whenever you want. And so if you want to go back, hear something that you missed, you can find that at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen. That's where we post whenever we say the show notes, which is where the, like, all the links we just talked about with
all the articles,
Heidi, where all the different events that she was saying, if you want to go learn more about those. Those will be there. Everything we talked about with Dr. Schaefer and Tanya Atkinson about services, that's where you find it. As far as I go home, write up a blog post it there. It's not always live as soon as we're done.
But it gets done.
It gets done. So you can find it there, but you can also just subscribe to it on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you get your podcasts. You can just go find As Goes Wisconsin and subscribe it there. Or you can find it on civicmedia.us. And check out all the other stations.
All the other shows.
All the other shows where we're growing. Because we have a lot of talk radio across the state. We also have a lot of country music stations
now.
Yes,
we do.
Which is pretty cool. You have more familiarity of what it's like to work. The differences between being a host of a music show, which you did for a long time.
I did.
Versus a talk show.
Music show is much easier.
Is it?
Oh, gosh. You have 3.5 minutes where you don't have to do anything.
So what would be the break? Because I do want to get to this other article, but I'm curious. So in like a lineup for an hour, what's the ratio of commercial, talk time, music time?
Well, there's probably 4 commercial breaks per hour. I would say 2.5 minutes each.
Okay.
You come out at the top of the hour, you do a little chit-chat. You play 2 songs.
Okay.
You come back, you do a little chit-chat, you play 2 more songs, you go to break. And that kind of repeats itself. Again, I haven't done music radio now in a while, but that's kind of the way that it was. And again, you have 6.5 minutes, sometimes 7 minutes when you're playing music that you can plan for the next break.
Yeah.
Whereas our mics are pretty much on all the time.
That's true. That's true. And yet we persevere.
We do persevere. It's fun.
Some would say we even thrive. All right. Well, a while a month ago, less than a month ago, in Osseo,
yes,
Wisconsin, Blizzo the snowplow was named after Lizzo, and she gave a shout out after finding out that she was named. They, in honor of her, they did name one of their snowplows. But this is not unique to Osseo. This is like these naming competitions are happening all over the place.
Oh, gee.
And so, you know, a storm, and not even just always for plows. So a storm drain, who cares? But a storm drain officially named Stormy Draniels.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
That's very punny.
Where is that drain?
So this is, all right, so this is the article from Morning Brew. Municipalities across the U.S. know this, so they're increasingly holding online naming contests to christen fixtures like snowplows, sewer grates, and garbage trucks.
Oh, I love it.
In a bid to increase public awareness of the services available and the workers who perform them. So this, there was one in Madison, Wisconsin, with a snowplow naming contest, and the results came in late last month, resulting in 5 newly named plows, Saltimus Prime.
Excellent. A university kind of town.
Right?
Right.
Snoby Wan Kenobi.
Oh, I love that.
Seymour Pavement.
Okay.
Like Seymour Butts.
Gotcha.
And Dolly Plowtown. They're all pretty good. I don't think, like, sometimes with naming things, it's like choosing your trivia team name. Some people get really good at it. I feel like my mind just goes blank as something. People have to be really good at puns.
Well, and it, at least for me, sometimes you have to have a little more time coming up with them instantaneously can be a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
So if you can noodle over it for a little while.
So here are some other ones across the U.S. So from New Paltz, New York, Forget a Plow It.
Very New York.
Very New York.
Very New York.
St. Paul, Minnesota, Plowy McPlowface.
Which, I'm sorry, but that is an obvious ripoff from the boat in England that was named Boaty McBoatface.
That's true.
Boaty McBoatface was the first.
And then what in North Hero, Vermont? Just name Steve.
Just Steve?
Just Steve.
Steve the Plow.
Steve the Plow.
Of course.
Do you name your car?
I do.
What's your car's name?
It is the Gray Goose.
The Gray Goose.
Mm-hmm. But I had an Ezra the Mean Green Machine.
Okay.
So yeah, they get nicknames. Goldie, I had.
Does it just come to you?
Yeah. I don't spend a whole lot of time on that. And I don't know. It's not like I talk to her. Well, maybe I do.
I was saying, do you? You do now? You're like, come on. Come on. Just because especially when, you know, if it's like not, because you've had that car for what, 10 years?
Yes.
Do you ever have to like coax it into performing well?
You think I coax?
That's true. You're not the coax.
You're going to get me there or we're going to have problems.
She's a yeller. She's a threatener.
Not yelling. Threatening.
Threatening. All right. When we come back, get your opinions ready, because I feel like people have very strong ones when it comes to this topic. How do you split the bill when you're in a larger group of people? Do you go line item by line item and figure out the math? And then when there's inevitably not enough money, you fight about it? Or do you just say, everyone threw down a card, we're splitting it? We have the official advice from the New York Magazine. When we come back, we will talk about it, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin.
Don't drive, don't drive, don't drive so close to these. Please don't drive so close.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. An update on 4 Americans captured in Mexico. Here's CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
According to the local governor in Mexico, 2 of those Americans are now dead. Relatives of the victims say they traveled into Mexico for medical procedures. Authorities believe the group might have been mistaken for drug smugglers.
Authorities say they were in Mexico for a plastic surgery procedure. The Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit to block JetBlue's multi-billion dollar proposal to merge with Spirit Airlines. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
By acquiring Spirit, JetBlue will eliminate the largest ultra-low-cost carrier in the United States.
Some enjoyed the snow, but many in California are still struggling with it. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The situation in Crestline is dire. With the roof of the only grocery store collapsed, residents in this town of 10,000 have lined up to receive free food.
People have been trapped there by record snowfall. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There will be at least one debate in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Both candidates will discuss the issues on Tuesday night, the 21st. It's sponsored by the State Bar of Wisconsin, WisPolitics.com, and Channel 3 TV in Madison. Janet Protasewicz's campaign says she's also agreed to appear at a candidate forum 1 week later, being put on by All Voting is Local, Campus Vote Project, and Vote Riders. It's not clear if Dan Kelly plans to be there. Gas prices are going back up in Wisconsin. AAA says the statewide average is $3.24 a gallon. That's 16 cents higher than a week ago. AAA says it's due to increased demand. In sports, the Badgers are on the lookout for a new men's hockey coach. Tony Granato was fired yesterday. Tonight, the Bucks are at Orlando. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Added by six, and everyone owes $28.
Okay. Everyone?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Monica's big night. She shouldn't pay.
Oh, thank you.
So five of us is $33.50 apiece.
No, no way. Sorry, not gonna happen.
Whoa, prom night flashback.
Sorry, Monica, I'm really happy you got promoted, but cold cucumber mush for 30-something bucks? No. Rachel just had that little salad, and Joey with his, like, teeny pizza. It's just...
Okay, Phoebe. Shh. How about we'll each just pay for what we had, okay? It's no big deal.
Not for you.
Yeah.
We three feel like that sometimes you guys don't get that we don't have as much money as you.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mettner. And we are going to have a conversation about how you divvy up the bill at a group dinner and what is the appropriate way to do it.
What's the etiquette?
Because this was, we've been doing the ongoing series of taking different pieces of advice or the do's and don'ts that New York Magazine came out with last month as far as etiquette in 2023. And we've gotten to, for group dinners with friends, always split the bill evenly.
Don't go entree by entree and starter by starter. Just split it evenly and we're good to go.
Yep. That is what they, that is there where they come down on this. I have to say that is also where I come down on this. And that I think it all evens out in the end, especially if you are with people that you go out with often. And that you hope that it's people who, things that you're sharing. Sometimes someone's get the steak and maybe you just got a sit, like you got a salad. But as far as, unless you are on a budget and you've made that clear from the beginning, or you spoke up about what restaurant you're going to and things like that, and you're honest. Because, like, I think that does happen. I think there is, it can be hard in friend groups where some people make a lot more money than the other people.
Yep.
And so some of that, I think, needs to happen in the conversation about where you're going. And I would say, in general, I am in favor of let's just split it evenly. I think there the follow-up, which I also agree with, is... if someone's drinking, or if there's people who are drinking and there's some people who are not, then those people should pay the tip.
So if I'm the one abstaining, I'll pay for my meal, but I don't have to pay for the tip.
Yes.
Okay.
What say you, Jane?
For the most part, I would agree. I think part of it, though, is what time of life you're in.
Mm.
Because I think when you're in your 20s, a lot of people are kind of in the same boat financially, but if there's one outlier who's making considerably more money than everybody else, I think that person should step up a little bit more to help out their friends.
Well,
when you get to be my age, I think it's less of an issue. I think it's more of an issue when people are up and coming and just getting into the workforce.
But should they, in that situation you just said, should they help out if they order something more expensive, or just in general?
Well, then that gets complicated. if the one person who doesn't want to pay their fair share is the one who orders steak and lobster, then we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, yes, I think just split it. There's nothing worse than looking at a table full of well-dressed people who are arguing over who's going to pay for the asparagus because I don't like asparagus. You know?
We have one person, Changeress, saying disagrees. He says you pay for what you ordered.
Oh.
And if you have strong feelings on this, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Do you just split the bill when you're out to dinner? Or do you itemize, basically?
Because then you get into the ticky-tackiness, because think about it. So there's the actual line items, because my experience has been, especially when the earlier in life, the 20-something, we're all broke, especially, you know, when I was first out of college, I was living in San Francisco.
With 9 roommates?
Not with 9 roommates, but just definitely going into credit card debt as far as not making enough money to be able to actually afford to live in San Francisco. And I would, you know, the things I did to cut quarters as far as walking everywhere, taking the bus everywhere. But I would do this thing where on the walk home, I would keep walking until the bus caught up with me. So sometimes I'd just make it all the way home. And then, but ultimately is still a social person and we would go out. And sometimes it felt like in the times where it was, well, I ordered this, I ordered that. Yeah, I got this drink, I got that drink. You still have to split the tip. You still have to split the tax. And so then if the tax is a certain amount because people ordered more expensive stuff, do you just split the tax then? Because I feel like sometimes you come up short when everyone just looks at the line item of what they ordered, and that's how much money they give. They forget that there's at least two more charges on there as far as it needs to get covered. And sometimes if you're the person who's taken, like, stepped up to take care of making sure everyone has enough money. Granted, this was also before Venmo, and before it became a lot easier to have different ways. Like, if you didn't have cash,
sure,
of how to split things, and the place didn't take 10 different credit cards or whatever. But, you know, the amount of time the person who steps up and takes the responsibility to actually try to wrangle all the money, and then all of a sudden you're like $50 short, then that conversation happens. You're like, well, I paid my part. And granted, this might be a younger person thing, because like you said, it's the people just don't have enough money
yet.
And they're doing things that are maybe out of their price range. But ultimately, I just think, because ultimately, you're also paying for the experience of going out with friends, right?
Yes.
And I think that's where I come in to the argument that by just splitting it, it's also the price of the entertainment of being together. That's where I stand.
So I have to pay to be your friend?
No! Not at all. But I'm just saying, if that's the opportunity, like, we've all chosen to go out together, and part of it is saying that that is the entertainment for the night, right? And so, you could have ordered something more expensive, but the thing that you wanted was the thing that you wanted. And so, I don't know.
Well, I think you make a good point, though, about if you know it's a restaurant that's out of your price range, then you should address that before you guys go out and pick a different place, right? That seems fair to me. Texter from the 541 checking in. I must go out with the wrong people. My group outings are always pay your own. If I order an appetizer and share it, I pay for it. I also make the server aware at the onset who I am paying for. That's really big. If you do want to do separate checks, then you need to tell the server before you order.
Yeah.
Because that's a nightmare for them. It really is.
Totally. We actually have something similar from Carol Booth. When we're all retired, we are on fixed incomes and we always split it fairly. That's why there are calculators on cell phones.
Thank God for calculators on cell phones.
And then she followed up, just let the waiter know up front that we want separate checks.
Yeah, that's a courtesy for your server.
So is this maybe there's the conversation of you just need to have the conversation before the end of dinner. Like, this shouldn't be the check has come and now we're figuring this out.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
As far as what restaurant we're going to, how we're going to do this at the end. Don't you just wish that this is my long-term goal of and Mike's actually sometimes really good at this, just being the guy who then can just sometimes just pick up the whole bill.
Which is really fun.
And be able to, like, sneak away, give your credit card to the waiter.
Yep.
And then they just bring the bill once it's already paid for.
Yep.
And then the other couple or friends are like, you didn't have to do that.
You shouldn't have.
So that is a very privileged place to be. But it is, like, in the opportunity, once you do start having enough money to be able to do something like that, that's a very fun thing to be able to do.
But then do the other people feel like, well, next time we go out with these guys, now I got to pick up the bill?
I think it depends on the couple. Like, in times that I've seen him do that, or in times I've done that, you know, I think it's reciprocity sometimes. You know, for Mike, when he ran for mayor, there was a lot of people who donated to his campaign. And I think one way that he wanted to say thank you to the people who supported him during that was treat them to dinner, acknowledge, you know, their support and their help. And so, like, I think in times when you feel like it is a thank you, I think there's no reciprocity needed.
That's nice.
And then sometimes I think, I don't know, if you just want to do it. And sometimes I think a couple could, or the other people would be like, oh, the next one's on me or whatever. And I think that's what I mean, where it's like things even out. We're like buying your friend a drink and they buy your next one. And like, if it continues to feel really unfair and that one person is constant, like you feel like you are constantly picking up the financial slack for another friend or another couple, then that becomes a conversation. But I think in general, I don't know. For me, it just feels like it always evens out. But maybe that's also why I'm not necessarily great with money.
It depends a lot upon the relationship, how close you are, how well you know each other. But for the most part, I would agree with you that you should just split it, you know, three couples, split it three ways, whatever. And on the rare occasion, or if, you know, you get the opportunity to pick it all up and you want to do that, that's great. It's very generous.
Very generous. So are we on the same page? Did we settle this?
I think we did.
So we know when we go out, we're just going to split it?
Yeah.
That's good.
What are you going to have?
Well, if we go back to Victor's, it's too much food. I don't think we've told this story.
We could share a fish dinner.
I don't know if you're allowed to share.
Three people could share that fish dinner.
The amount of food that you get at Victor's on Van Buren in Milwaukee for a Friday fish fry, it's very good.
It's great.
It's a lot of food.
Those are the biggest pieces of fish I have ever seen, not in water.
But then they also, it's like, you get like an entire plate. If you order the cheesy hash browns, it's like the size of a plate. They bring you like an entire loaf of like sugar bread before you even start.
Right.
They feed you well.
They do feed you well.
But we split the bill last night. Didn't we throw down two cards? It was just,
I think so.
Yeah. And it was easy.
Yeah. It wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing. But all right. So we still got a couple more minutes. So if that one is settled.
I
think we agree. I like this one. I think we're both going to agree on this too. But after high school, you're no longer allowed to be a birthday diva.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I completely agree. You can't use the day to make unreasonable demands of people you're growing up. So grow up.
Yes.
Do you have some birthday divas in your life? Like who are like, oh, it's my birthday month. It's like, no.
No, you don't get a month.
You don't get a month.
No, no,
you don't
no,
get a
no,
week.
No.
You get a day. And even then.
That's pushing it.
Come on. Like, we're not going to bring you balloons at your 35th birthday.
Well, and I'm talking about people in their 40s. I have a very good friend whose sister is a nurse. And well into her 40s, she expected to have the day off on her birthday.
Really?
It's like you're 47. Get over it. That's ridiculous.
Well, was she taking? Was it like a Friday where she was then taking the weekend to do something?
No, she needed the day of her birth off.
I don't hate that, if I'm being honest. I think it's more of when you're putting demands on all your friends and your family need to like do special things for you. But if you have PTO, so it's like if you just choose to have your PTO and take the day off for your birthday to go treat yourself, they're like, I don't hate that. Just don't make it everyone else's problem. Right? Just don't make me take a day off to go celebrate you.
You're so much nicer than I am. You're not that special. Nobody cares.
All right. Well, we have one more break. And then when we come back, we will wrap up today's show. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick with us.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $199 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 42. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 29 tonight, cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow, 39. Upper 30s Thursday, low 30s Friday with a chance of snow. 4 to 8 inches of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's Choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. Did you see the breaking news from this morning that Twitter and the sports world is all a flutter?
No.
Aaron Rodgers had a meeting with the Jets. That's kind of how I feel about it, where it was like, how much can you, you know, some people just live and breathe the sports updates.
Yes.
And it's a lot to stay on top of. And he is also exhausting.
Should he stay or should he go? 844-967-2789. Aaron Rodgers, do you care?
But I feel like, and that's the thing, that is the conversation. That's why I didn't choose to talk about it, right? Because it feels like one of those things that every show in Wisconsin, sports oriented or not, every talk show is going to have that conversation, exact verbatim. And I think I went, in one of my How Wisconsin Went 60-second updates on social media, I said some joke about him coming out of the darkness and having a decision, and it seems like the overwhelming fan response is everyone's ready for him to go.
I think people are tired of him. I think they're tired of the drama. I think they're tired of the arrogance. I think they're tired of the... Now he's like the groundhog. He's like the groundhog player of football players coming out from the dark. What's he going to do next?
But it's also...
Naked skydiving? I mean...
But I think it's also... This is what? Year three of just... I don't know if it's as bad as Boy Who Cried Wolf, but just feeling like the, is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? And I think this is the first year where it feels overwhelmingly like pundits, sports folks, fans are kind of like, yeah, it's time.
Well, and he's not the player that he was.
And I think that's kind of the unknown was like, is it... Did he just have one bad season after two MVP winning seasons because of his broken thumb? Didn't have Devontae, whatever, you know, whatever things you want to say as far as why it was a bad season. But, and is it short-sighted thinking? Because he, I mean, granted, ego is definitely involved, but he definitely thinks that he still has one more MVP season in him.
Oh, for sure.
And it just is like, is, because I remember this point being made a lot last year around this time of, are Packer fans really ready to not have a, you know, Hall of Fame football, a Hall of Fame quarterback?
It's going to be
first time in 30 years.
Yeah, it's going to be a new reality for a whole bunch of people.
And like, even as confident as the coaching staff has been and the administration feels like they are with Jordan Love, and the little bit we got to see him play last year, he looked pretty good, but you know, how much
hard to
really,
gauge.
Hard to gauge that. And so it's just, it's interesting to think if he does go, which sounds like the conversation of him coming out from the darkness after he had his darkness retreat, which we're not making fun of because we're supportive of people's mental health, the choices they make for their mental health, even if he didn't have to talk about it and get attention for it, but whatever, we're not making fun of it. Right, Jane?
I'm being really quiet. I believe in people treating their mental health. Absolutely.
But it seems like if he's taking meetings, that he's not retiring, potentially.
Does he have to get permission? I mean, he is under contract, isn't he?
Yeah, it has to be a trade.
But I mean,
and the Jets have to be able to afford him.
Granted, but it's, I mean, if he is under contractual obligation to the Green Bay Packers, I would think he couldn't just go meet with somebody else in secret.
Oh, no, I don't think it was in secret. I mean, that was kind of the Twitter talks I was hearing this morning of who's leaking the information that this meeting happened. And, you know, of course, Rodgers' team is saying, it's not us. So who knows? But
it's Olivia Munn.
So I don't know. It's interesting. Like, do we want to have someone come on and explain it to us? Is that worth talking about in the off season, or should we just wait till it's done?
The drama could go on for quite some time.
Supposedly, it's supposed to be. Gutekunst said that he wants it to be like by the free agency deadline, which is March 15th. So that's next week.
I don't see that happening.
You don't think we're going to have a decision by next week?
No, I think the drama will play out. It's going to take longer than that. There's an ego to be fluffed here, Kristen. You can't just fluff it properly in just a couple of days.
I don't know.
Don't you think he wants people to fight over him?
Everyone's just so sick of fighting over him, though. But I don't know. We'll see. You and I can talk about how much airtime we want to give this versus finding something more original to talk about in the next couple of weeks.
But it's big news in Wisconsin.
And it is big news.
And as you said, if he does leave, and Jordan Love, and I would wish him all the best, but people forget how terrible Brett Favre was.
When he first showed up?
The first couple seasons. He did some amazing things and got off some pretty amazing shots. At the same time, he was interception king. You didn't know where that thing was going to go half the time. You really didn't.
So you're saying his accuracy wasn't spot on yet?
Not at that point. And there are growing pains. And if Jordan Love takes the field, it's maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll come out and just be spectacular and blow everyone away. But I think the odds of that are unlikely. And so it might be a little painful.
Might be painful.
A little bit.
Well, at least we have the Bucks.
We do.
Who knows how the Brewers will be? They're coming up soon. We'll get to talk about that soon.
Yes.
But for now, we're not going to talk about anything because we got to close the show out. So you should stick around for Dueling Tangents. Luke has at 2:30, Dan Schaefer will be joining Luke to recombobulate. And if you're listening to WXCO, you can tune into the Chad Holmes Show. But for us, that'll about do it. Come back tomorrow when Greg Bach will be here and we'll have a litany of conversation and topics to go over. But thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to today's show. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.